Good morning. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. New numbers out of Rhode Island Kids Count show the number of children living in poverty has grown since the start of the Great Recession. Joining us to dig into the new child poverty numbers is Kids Count Executive Director Elizabeth Burke Bryant. Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
So what's the scope of the problem? How many children in Rhode Island are living in poverty?
21% of Rhode Island's children are living below the federal poverty line, which is $18,769 for a family of three, which is a parent with two children, or $23,000 for a family of four. So that amounts to 44,000 of Rhode Island's 208,000 children living in poverty.
Wow. And have those numbers changed since 2008?
Yes. You know, the 21%, one in five children, it is a number that jumps out at you. And the trend lines show that Rhode Island's poverty rate for children has tracked very closely to the recession. We were doing much better just before the recession, going down to a low percentage of about 15%. But every step of the way from 2008 to this latest data shows an increase, a gradual increase in childhood poverty during the very same years as the recession.
Did anything surprise you about these numbers?
There's 44,000 children living in poverty. Of those, 19,000 children are living in extreme poverty, which is only about $9,000 for a family of three. So when people who are in the social services world are out and about and they, or teachers in classrooms, and they encounter very, very poor children, it's this subset of children in poverty that really are worrisome, as well as the whole, you know, population of children in poverty.
And your report says that a majority of children living in poverty in Rhode Island are white, but 45% of Latino children in the state live in poverty. Elizabeth Burke Bryant, what challenges does that present?
Well, it obviously presents challenges of outreach, that if we know that there is a significant, almost one in two Latino children living in poverty, that when we talk about outreach efforts to alleviate the worst effects of poverty right now, we as a state need to be cognizant of where those children are, how to best communicate with their parents and caregivers, how to be sure that services are targeted, so that when we do know there are groups of children and families most in need, we're smart about making sure that resources are accessible. And that's really kind of the short-term picture of what do we do right now about children in poverty. And then there's the long-term solutions, which always centers around education, in my view.
Let's look at the health aspect for a moment of childhood poverty. Rhode Island has Right Care, an insurance program for poor children and their families. Is that enough, or do we need more to address the health care side of this?
Well, health care for children is one of those areas where, over the past two decades, Rhode Island has led the way and continues to lead the way. The Right Care program contributes to our success story as a state that we have about 94% of all kids covered, and that includes low-income children. So about a third of children who have health insurance in our state are on Right Care, and about two-thirds are still on their parents' health plans through their parents' jobs. But overall, what I'm saying is that we've really made health care a priority for all of our children. And that really shows in our outcomes.
What about affordable child care? How are we doing on that measure?
Child care is an absolutely key ingredient. It was mentioned in the State of the Union speech. It is really on people's minds right now as the federal child care bill is being reauthorized. We really need to look at this issue in Rhode Island. Rhode Island used to have a significant commitment of state dollars to child care. Now it is federal dollars. And I think that what we're hoping for is really looking at our child care system and increasing access for longer to families that are needing some child care assistance. It's not free child care assistance. It's help depending upon your income. We did have a good breakthrough and a victory in the legislature last year where because there were situations where a family would get a 25-cent an increase hourly wage increase, would lose all access to child care, and then not be able to have a safe place for their child when they went to work. There was a piece of legislation that extended that child care by a small amount of time, but an amount of time that makes a difference. So I think that we've got some good solutions. And it really is tied also to high quality preschool. All working parents want to be sure, and all parents want to be sure their children are ready for kindergarten and are able to know their children are in high quality educational settings. And so preschool, which sometimes is housed in childcare centers, is really important as well.
Elizabeth Burke Bryant, you and others have called for more preschool, state-funded preschool spots, that is, for children in Rhode Island. And the state has been increasing the number of seats available thanks to some federal funding. But what are your hopes about some kind of preschool legislation making it through the state house with a new governor and a new, relatively new House Speaker for even more preschool availability?
Well, I think the good news on the availability of preschool is that the General Assembly has already acted in a very positive way by including pre-K in its funding formula with a plan which it has been sticking to increase it every year.
Now, one thing we haven't talked about, but it is crucial for families in Rhode Island, and that's affordable housing. What would need to happen to have lower rents, more affordable housing for struggling families?
Well, I think that rental assistance has always been a really, really helpful tool in the affordable housing toolbox, which Rhode Island has not been supporting in enough to enough of a degree to meet the demand for rental assistance. And also the having more affordable housing units come online is also part of the picture. You know, about 15 or 20 years ago, people used to be able to apply for and receive Section 8 vouchers to be able to use them to help with the cost of rent. And those have been much less available through federal dollars. So I agree. You know, what is more important than a place to lay your head at night if you're a child that we're wanting to do well in school the next day? And housing is critical to children's health, safety, and educational outcomes.
Well, Elizabeth Burke Bryant, Executive Director of Rhode Island Kids Count, thanks for joining us to go over the latest numbers on childhood poverty in Rhode Island.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.